How is Srimad Bhagavatam being a smriti, the ultimate authority on all Vedic literatures? In the earlier podcast, we have already established the Vedic nature of the Itihas and the Puranas, and also their superiority over the smritis. So essentially, the Srimad Bhagavatam is a smriti also. In fact, more than a smriti. We must consider the following doubt concerning the status of the Puranas. Although their authority has been established in the previous podcast, still it is difficult for the less intelligent man of the modern age to comprehend their ultimate meaning. The reasons for this difficulty are that the Puranas, like the Vedas, are only partially available, and that in general the Puranas try to establish the supremacy of various deities. This being the case, that Puranas are in the various modes of nature. The Matsya Purana classifies them in three divisions based on the stories found in them. But how can we determine the weight of importance of the Puranas, so that we can then learn about the other subjects under discussion, namely Sambandh, Abhidhya and Prayojan? If we use the three modes of nature as the basis for categorizing the Puranas, depending on such statements as the mode of goodness produces knowledge and the mode of goodness leads to realization of the absolute truth, we will conclude that the Puranas and other such literature in the mode of goodness as superior means for gaining knowledge of the absolute truth. But even then, how can we reconcile the different inconclusive views regarding the absolute truth that the various Puranas put forward? Someone may propose study of the Vedanta Sutra as a solution, claiming that Bhagwan Vasudev compiled the Vedanta Sutra to present the decisive conclusion of both the Vedas and Puranas concerning the absolute truth. But then the followers of sages who wrote other sutras may be dissatisfied. Moreover, since the aphorisms of the Vedanta are terse and extremely esoteric, and since they are also subject to varying interpretations, someone will always express a contrary idea about them. What then can resolve disputes concerning the Vedanta Sutra's meaning? But this problem could be solved if there were one scripture that had the characteristics of a Purana, that had no human origin, that presented the essence of the Vedas, Itihas, Puranas, that was based on the Vedanta Sutra, and that was available throughout the land in its complete form. Well said, sir, because you have reminded us about our revered Srimad Bhagavatam, the emperor of all Pramanas. Thus, one can tell the moral quality of a Purana by seeing which duty it recommends for worship. Another way to tell is by seeing how it opens. In a Sattvic Purana, the questioner will approach a learned speaker and inquire from him about the absolute truth. In this way, the questioner may ask the speaker to elaborate on the nature of ultimate reality, the supreme illusion for all, the ultimate benefit a human being can aspire for, how one should prepare for death, and so on. These questions allow the Purana's speaker full freedom to explain these topics. As a self-realized teacher, free from all gross and subtle material desires, and concerned only with the welfare of the inquirer and those who will hear the discourse, either then or in the future, the speaker replies with answers that are specific and unambiguous, leaving no room for misinterpretation or confusion. Examples of such Sattvic Puranas include the Padma Puran, the Vishnu Puran, and most prominently the Bhagavat Puran or Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Rajasic and Tamasic Puranas, however, the questioners inquire about limited topics, those that do not address the ultimate concerns of life. In the Ling Purana, for example, the sages of Naimisharanya ask Sudha Goswami to narrate the glory of Linga, Lord Shiva. Although Sudha Goswami has fully realized the absolute truth and is perfectly competent to explain it, the questions here restrict him to speaking on the particular topic of Linga. He is not free to explain the deeper meaning of life. Since all Rajasic and Tamasic Puranas have this shortcoming, they cannot be reliable sources of knowledge about the essential topics of Sambandh, Abhidhya and Prayojan. Srimad Bhagavatam contains the story of its own appearance as a crowning achievement of Srila Vyasadeva's literary efforts. First, Srila Vyasadeva arranged the four Vedas, and then he composed the great epic Mahabharata for the benefit of women, Sudras and others who cannot study the Vedas. Next, he compiled the Puranas, the national commentary on the Vedas, and then he provided the essence of the Vedas and Puranas in his Vedanta Sutra. But even after all this literary output, Vedvyas felt disconnected, although he did not know why. Then his spiritual master Narad Muni came to his rescue. Following Narad Muni's instruction, Srila Vyasadeva meditated, and while he was in trance, Srimad Bhagavatam was revealed to him. Thus, it is clear that Srimad Bhagavatam, which gave solace to Vyasdev, is knowledge descending from the transcendental realm. Indeed, Vyasdev was not satisfied even after compiling all the Puranas and the Vedanta Sutra. He therefore wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, which was revealed to him in trance as a natural commentary on his own sutras. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we find the consistent reconciliation of all scriptures. That the Bhagavatam gives the essence of all scriptures is shown by its opening with the Gayatri Mantra, the essential text incorporating the message of all the Vedas. Now, the Gayatri Mantra is the essence of all the Vedas and the expansion of Omkara. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only scripture or Purana which starts with the Gayatri Mantra compared to any other Puranas. There are innumerable glories and references of Srimad Bhagavatam which are described in almost all the Puranas, like Matsya Puran, Vayu Puran, Padma Puran, Skand Puran, Agni Puran, and so on. There is no doubt that the Bhagavatam is one of the main Puranas, since several Puranas included it in their list of 18 Puranas, and no such lists exclude it. Also, there are following verses from the Agni Purana, 272.6-7. In the beginning of one of the Puranas, the Gayatri Mantra is the focus of discourse. In it, all the ramifications of true religion are enunciated and the killing of the demon Vitta is described. The Purana which has these characteristics is called Srimad Bhagavatam. It deals with the Saraswat Kalpa and has 18,000 verses. One should give it as a gift on a gold lion throne in the month of Proshtapada. The 96th chapter of the first part of the Naradiya Purana lists the topics of all the 12 cantos of Bhagavatam in order. The list fits Srimad Bhagavatam and not the Devi Bhagavatam. And the Padma Purana Uttarakhand 193.3 states, among all the Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam is the best. In every line, great sages glorify Lord Krishna in various ways. All this leaves no doubt that the Bhagavatam mentioned in the quoted Puranic verses is Srimad Bhagavatam. The Skand Purana Vishnukhand 6.4.3 states, Srimad Bhagavatam and the personality of Godhead are always of the same nature, possessed of eternal existence, full knowledge and complete bliss. And the Padma Purana Uttarakhand 198.30 confirms, without a doubt, Srimad Bhagavatam is directly Lord Krishna. That Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Lord Krishna is confirmed in the Bhagavatam itself, 1.3.43, where Sudh Goswami states that after the Lord's disappearance in Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam appeared as his representative to enlighten the benighted people of Kali Yuga. The Padma Purana also confirms the oneness of the Bhagavatam and the Lord with this passage equating the Bhagavatam's cantos with Krishna's limb. And the Garuda Purana states, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the most perfect Purana. It is a natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. It establishes the meaning of the Mahabharata. It is a commentary on Gayatri. It explains and expounds the meaning of the Vedas. It is the Samved of the Puranas and it was spoken by the Supreme God Himself. It has 12 cantos, hundreds of chapters and 18,000 verses. It establishes the meaning of Mahabharata, means that it is ascertained the meaning of Mahabharata, whose characteristics are stated. It is said that Mahabharata establishes the purport of all scriptures. Once long ago, Vyasdev made the demigods headed by Brahma and all the sages place both the Mahabharata on one side of a scale and all the Vedas on the other side. They found that the Mahabharata weighted more. Because it is so great, Mahatvat, and so weighty, Bharavatvat, it is called Mahabharata. Vyasdev makes this point in the Mahabharata itself, Adi Parva 1.62. O Lord Brahma, in this great work, Mahabharata, I have included the secret essence of all the Vedas and all scriptures as well. It explains in detail the Vedas, six corollaries and the Upanishads. The confidential essence of the Mahabharata is its revelation of the personality of Godhead, which is found in a few of its sections, including the Bhagavad Gita, Vishnu Sahasranam and Narayana section of Moksha Dharma. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the same essence of Vedas is amplified and expanded into a complete programmed course on the science of God consciousness. The Bhagavatam's importance and usefulness is thus proportionately greater than even that of the Mahabharata, in which the discussions of theistic topics are only isolated divergence from the main story. The Bhagavatam third canto also says, Your friend, the great sage Krishna Vaitanya Vas, has already described the transcendental qualities of the Lord in his great work, the Mahabharata. But the whole idea is to draw the attention of the mass of people to Krishna Katha through their strong affinity for hearing mundane topics. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.5.12. There is another reference from the Skanda Purana verifying the Srimad Bhagavatam. After these appeared the entire Purana, incorporating all scriptures. The Purana is unchanging, consists of eternal sound, is auspicious and includes as much as 1 billion verses. It's given in the Skanda Purana, Prabhaskand, text 13.1. It is only natural that each Purana encourages its own readers to take advantage of its teachings. Very remarkable about Srimad Bhagavatam, however, is the unique praise it receives in works that might be expected to be the Bhagavatam's rival, like in the Skanda Purana, in the Garuda Purana, etc. In spite of all the promotion of demigods, the essential principles of eternal service to the One Supreme Lord are never contradicted in the Puranas. Demigods are allowed to display apparent superiority only by the sanction of their absolute master. Every Purana in fact shows respect to the personality of Godhead by including some narration of the pastimes of both Sri Krishna and Lord Ramchandra. In the ultimate issue, due credit is given to the Supreme Controller or Vishnu and to the Supreme Vaishnava Scripture Authority in the pure mode of goodness, Srimad Bhagavatam. Thus, while there are many authoritative scriptures, only Srimad Bhagavatam has been glorified with the statement, "For the blind souls of Kali Yuga, this Purana has now risen like the sun." Bhagavatam 1.3.43. This comparison of the Bhagavatam to the sun indicates that without its help, other scriptures cannot illuminate the absolute truth. All other Puranic scriptures shine forth in the assembly of saintly devotees only as long as that great ocean of nectar, Srimad Bhagavatam, is not heard. Bhagavatam 12.13.14. The authority of other Puranas is dependent on the verification of Vedic Shruti, but Srimad Bhagavatam is independent. The customary etiquette is that a disciple should neither sit higher than his teachers nor speak as an authority in their presence. Sukadeva Goswami speaking Srimad Bhagavatam from an elevated seat in the presence of his gurus is one of the rare exceptions. Because his gurus consented to it, however, Sri Sukadeva Goswami is faultless. And Sri Vishwan Chakur Thakur points out in commentary of the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.17.29, which describes Sukha's accepting the speaker seat. From the narrations of the Mahabharata, we learn that Narad and Vyasdev were often called upon to address various audiences on the subjects of karma, yoga and jnana. They rarely had an opportunity to hear such extraordinarily pure Bhagavad discourse. So, they were moved to great ecstasy when the nectar-like juice of topics concerning the Supreme Personality of Godhead issued from the lips of Sri Sukadeva Goswami, their qualified disciple. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam's special greatness is thus due to its unparalleled author, its eminent speaker and its elevated audience. No other scripture in recorded history has ever had such an audience, except perhaps when Grandfather Bhishma instructed King Yudhishthira from his bed of arrows after the Kurukshetra war. Bhishma's main purpose, however, was to convince Yudhishthira to begin managing his kingdom. By contrast, Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken in just the opposite context. King Parikshit, having renounced his kingdom, simply wanted to hear Krishna Katha, and in this way discharged the only duty of dying man. Sri Sukadeva Goswami thus had no need to dilute this narration with talk of lower religious principles. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is the most perfect and complete transcendental scripture. Also, Srimad Bhagavatam is a Mahapurana, and there are 10 characteristics or topics of a Mahapurana. A Mahapurana deals extensively with these 10 topics, while a lesser Purana deals with only 5. Sarg, creation; Pratisarg, dissolution; Vamsh, the genealogies of kings or sages; Manvantars, the reigns of Manu; and Vamshanu Charita, the histories of various sages, kings and incarnations. In the course of discussing these 5 topics, a lesser Purana will discuss all 10 topics of a Mahapurana, but will treat only these 5 in depth. This difference in how extensively the 10 topics are treated constitutes the principal distinction between a Mahapurana and lesser Purana. All 12 cantos of the Bhagavatam describe all 10 topics, though some cantos place more emphasis on certain topics and less on others. Only Srimad Bhagavatam describes all these 10 topics in depth compared to any other Purana. Thus, we can see how the Srimad Bhagavatam is the ultimate authority amongst all the Ithihas and Puranas. Thank you.